Now, first up this afternoon, we're going to talk about one of my, I think, one of the best events we've ever organised in Kerry in recent years. And it's been going on now for 14 years. This year will be the 14th year of it. And it is the County Cleanup. And what I love about this is that it brings together people of all ages. It gets everyone out in the fresh air. It's a great way to meet people, hook up with your neighbours and chat to them. And most of all, it's a great way to improve our environment and make our beautiful county of Kerry look a lot better. So what's not to love about the County Cleanup? But if you've never been involved before and you'd like to take part, well, stay tuned, because I'm joined on the line now by Ty Keeley from KWD Recycling, who've been involved in the County Cleanup for many, many years. And we're also joined by Owen O'Shea from Kerry County Council, which is, of course, the organisation involved in organising it. Owen and Tyke, a warm welcome to you both.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Owen, first of all, like you heard what I said in my introduction there, there's something lovely about the County Cleanup in terms of you can have the kids, you can have the grandparents, everyone can play their part.
They can for sure, Deirdre, because I think it's important to mention that, you know, the County Cleanup isn't confined to established tidy towns groups or community and voluntary organisations. It's really something that everybody can get involved in. Over the years, community groups and tidy towns groups have certainly led out in their areas in terms of coordinating and organising the cleanups in their areas. But this year, like every other year, we're inviting anybody and everybody who wants to take part. Some groups and communities now are well established over the years and are quite organised in terms of dividing up various roads and parts of their community or parish to collect litter on the day or over that weekend. But it's really open to anybody who wants to get involved. And as of Monday last, registration is now open, and we're encouraging groups to register on countycleanup.com so that we can be aware of where litter is being collected and ensure, of course, that it's collected afterwards, courtesy of KWD Recycling.
And just for the benefit, Owen, of people who've never taken part in this before and who might be afraid, if I register now, I have to go all over the town or all over the village. You can kind of do as little or as much as you want, really. You can gather up as much stuff as you can, you know, given your time constraints and given your own fitness levels or whatever. Even if it's just outside the door in your own estate or whatever, you can be as committed or as uncommitted as you want to. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah. Absolutely. There's no requirement to go out at 7 o'clock in the morning on the 11th of April or at any time in particular at all. You know, the beauty of the County Cleanup is that, and people notice this, I think, when they're travelling around the county on the day, is that you'll see either larger groups or individuals or a family, for example, who are out on in their area, perhaps having picked a kilometre of road in their part of the county or so on. And I've noticed over the years, in fact, that it has encouraged people to go out at different times of the year and to sort of look after their own patch, so to speak, and ensure that each area is kept clean. And I think it's really only until it's very evident, you know, when groups or individuals go out and take part in the cleanup, that unfortunately, you know, there is a lot of illegal dumping and a lot of litter along our roadsides, which is only kind of visible really when you walk along the roadsides. It's not immediately apparent to motorists when you're whizzing by. But the objective is to have roadsides along the roadsides clean. And, you know, we're heading into Tidy Towns competition season as well. So, as I say, every little helps and everybody can play their part on the day.
And let's bring in Tyg now, Tyg Healy from KWD Recycling. And Tyg, first of all, well done to KWD Recycling, because you've a very long association with the County Cleanup. It really does make a huge difference to how our county looks, doesn't it? I mean, when you think of the amount of rubbish that's been gathered up.
Oh, no, I mean, just to put it in simple terms, since the county cleanup started, there's been over 650 tonnes of waste disposed since it actually started, which is a figure hard to get your head around. It basically would be like the equivalent of filling Croke Park 10 times over, and that's between 4,000 and 5,000 volunteers turning up on the day and helping tidy towns. And also, I'd like to just take this opportunity to thank Radio Kerry for promoting the cleanup, and for the Kerry County Council also, who drive it on throughout the weeks coming, and Tidy Towns and the volunteers.
And Tig, what kind of things typically are people picking up, we'll say, out in the countryside, in the hedgerows and on the roads and that? I'm assuming there's a lot of plastic bottles, but a lot of probably strange items as well that are chucked out and thrown out of windows of cars and things.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, we still have tipping at the roadside, which has been unfortunate. But mainly it would be takeaway items from chippers and plastics items, such as the wrappers you get, the bags you get from the chippers. That's the mainstay. Thanks be to God, the coffee cup has been eliminated, which was one of the highest littering items that we could see on our streets and road. And that's due to the coffee project that the lads run there, where you use your reusable cup and you don't use the disposable cup of coffee. So that's made a huge difference to the cleanliness of the towns and streets of Kerry.
And I suppose as well the return initiative as well, where you give back the plastic bottles and cans and get money back on them, that's probably made a difference too.
Oh, it's made a huge difference. I mean, to be fair, there has to be an incentive for people as well, because it's all well and good everybody doing it out of the goodness of their heart. But if you do make a small incentive for people, they it will be more successful. And you can see that by the stats that people are returning a hell of a lot more of dry recycling material. And that's being used to promote resources then from then on.
Now, in previous years, I know you had packs that you gave out to people with gloves and litter pickers and bags and that. Is that still the case, Tyke?
That's still the case. The registration is open, so you can register as of last Monday. It's been open, so you can register from now on. And all it is it's very simple. It's not complicated. We want to make it very easy for people. So all you do is give your name, your mobile number, and the area you'll be cleaning along. And as you said, Deirdre, the main thing is that people see it as a fun day out. It's not like work. It's just go together with your neighbour, your friends, your family, have a cup of coffee, and just enjoy the day. And it is a fun day out, basically.
Yeah, and do people tend to turn out in large numbers, even if the day isn't great weatherwise?
Oh, to be fair, the people of Kerry turn out every year. Between 4,000 and 5,000, 5,000 on average volunteers turn out on the day. Now, the one thing I'd like to get across is safety. The high-vis vest will be provided, but we want people to put on the high-vis vest, because we haven't lost anyone yet, thank God, but it is very important that people wear the high-vis vest. And one other issue is if they're identifying a collection area, that's a safe collection area where the truck can pull in off the road, that it's not on a bin and that there's no safety hazards. We just want to ensure everybody that goes out comes home safely.
So when you sign up, when you register, you'll probably be told where your nearest collection area is. Is that it?
Exactly, yeah. Well, you can identify the collection area as well once it's a hard shoulder that is safe to pull in. Just a small bit of thought into the collection area and we'll get the trucks to collect it from there.
Okay. So, Owen, just finally to finish with yourself, I presume you want people who live in estates, towns, villages, out in country areas. It doesn't matter where you live, you can play a role in this and get involved.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, over the 14 years, with the exception of 1 year where COVID put paid to the event, I mean, it's incredible things that 75,000, almost 75,000 bags of litter have been collected. I suppose that highlights how successful the event has been, but highlights also that we still have a challenge in the county in terms of illegal dumping and littering along our roadsides. But, you know, KWD Recycling, in fairness to them, do provide the logistical support in terms of providing groups and with the packs that they need, and of course collecting the rubbish. There's little point in having all of this material collected in bags unless it's collected and disposed of properly, which is where KWD Recycling come in. But again, this year we want to get new people involved if you've never done it before. If you have an hour to spare on the day, 3 hours or 6 hours, whatever the case may be, it's a lovely way to introduce young people or the kids to the whole concept of getting involved in civic involvement and in keeping your area clean. It's a really, I suspect it's one of the biggest initiatives of its kind, if not the biggest in the country, and we're really proud of the county cleanup here in Kerry. So really everybody has a role to play. countycleanup.com. It's the 11th of April, which is a couple of weeks away, and we can continue to keep the the county cleanup front and centre and play its part, and everybody has a part to play in keeping the county spick and span as we approach another summer season.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, well done to Kerry County Council for organising.
One other thing, there is a competition for the best picture on the day.
Okay.
And they can tag it to Kerry Radio or send in the picture that they've taken into info@kwd.ie. KWD are putting up a €300 voucher for the winner of the best photo.
Okay, so there's another incentive for taking part. Listen, we leave it there, gentlemen, but thank you to you both, to Kerry County Council, as I said, for organising it, Owen O'Shea there, and Ty Keeley from KWD Recycling, which has sponsored the event for a number of years and provides all the bags and the litter pickers, etc., and countycleanup.com if you want to register. So a nice thing to do, I reckon, with your kids, something nice to give them a sense of looking after the environment, and a great way to get out and get a bit of fresh air yourself as well. My thanks again to Ty Keeley and Owen O'Shea. If you have anything to share with us this afternoon, we'd love to hear from you on the usual numbers. Remember, it's 0833.